Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, guys. My name's Jim Smallman. I am a stand-up comedian and I'm a writer. And I am a wrestling promoter. More on that in a minute. I'm a huge wrestling fan. And if you have listened to Scroobius Pip's wonderful Distraction Pieces podcast, and you should do because it's the best, then you might have heard me about a couple of months ago actually being on as a guest because Pip came to one of my company, Progress's wrestling shows, and we hit it off. And I'm a huge fan of his. And now we're mates who talk about wrestling, which is a pretty sweet deal for me. Now, I've been asked by Pip to be part of his Distraction Pieces network by hosting a wrestling podcast called Tuesday Night Jaw, which I'm well excited about doing. So I will be doing. From Tuesday, April the 5th, I will be hosting the first episode of it. I'll get more onto who the guests are and everything like that in just a sec. But Tuesday, April the 5th, that's when we're going to launch it. I believe by putting this up now, it means you can probably subscribe to it now and get ready for when it drops into your podcast inbox. That's not the right phrase, is it? But you know what I mean. You know when you get a new podcast and it's all exciting because you know you're getting it that day. Tuesday evening, I think it'll be. Tuesday, April the 5th, you'll be able to listen to it. We're recording it on Tuesday. There's a reason we're recording it on Tuesday, and we're going to do it once a month, normally on the Tuesday after a WWE pay-per-view. Not because we're exclusively going to talk about WWE, we're not going to do that. Not because I'm going to constantly be shoehorning in references to my company, Progress, we're not going to be doing that either. What we want to do is have something to anchor it to. And most wrestling fans tend to watch the monthly pay-per-view. So we will watch the pay-per-view this week. Exciting, because it's not just WrestleMania, it's all the stuff around WrestleMania. There's the huge NXT show, which I'm super excited about seeing, mainly because it features Shinsuke Nakamura, who is my favourite wrestler in the world at the moment. So we get to talk about NXT, WrestleMania, and of course, crucially, we're recording on a Tuesday, which means we can cover the first Raw after a pay-per-view with all the fallout. And of course, the first Raw after WrestleMania is actually known as the Raw that all the British fans go to and ruin slightly by being far too hilarious in the crowd. If I was there in Dallas, I'd be doing it. I've got friends that were there. They'll be doing it. That is, the British way is to go and be infinitely more amusing than American crowds whilst watching Raw. So on Tuesday, that's what we'll cover. We'll cover WrestleMania weekend, all the fallout from that. But here's the thing. I want the podcast to be positive. I don't want this to be the sort of podcast where I sit around with a couple of mates and what we do is we talk about the pay-per-view and say, oh, I wouldn't have done it like that. And, oh, I don't agree with the book in there. Because it's hard to write wrestling. I speak from experience. It's hard to come up with 9 hours of television a week. I know that's for sure. Not to say that we're not going to be critical from time to time. Of course we are. But I want the podcast to be positive. I want it to be a positive chat where me and a group of friends can get together, chat about stuff, go off on weird tangents all the time as well. It doesn't need to be exclusively based around that pay-per-view. That's the starting point. That's where we jump off from. Wherever the conversation takes us from there, brilliant. Now, guests on the first show. Very excited that the I'm going to say owner. He is the owner, I suppose, of the Distraction Pieces Network that I'm very lucky to have this podcast on. It's Scroobius Pip. And Pip will be joining me in the studio for our first episode. Also joining me and Pip will be another good friend of mine, Fantastic stand-up comedian. You might have seen him on Live at the Apollo and on Mock the Week and various other things. A good friend of mine, Nathan Caton, who's also a massive wrestling fan. And we will also get the perspective of a wrestler. So joining us will be a member of Progress's roster, fantastic women's wrestler known as Ginny. If you don't know Ginny, go and look her up now. She is absolutely great. So that'll be the four of us in the studio. We'll have a chat about WrestleMania and various other stuff. And I know we're going to go off on tangents. There's going to be, like, I can't help myself. So, for example, at one point we'll be talking about Roman Reigns, probably, because it's going to happen. We'll talk about Roman Reigns. And then I might just step off and decide to talk about who's got the best lariat in wrestling history. Because, like, right now you're ranking them in your head. Everyone's number one's the same. The number one is Stan Hansen, because he was brilliant, and everyone will now go think about the fact that he was blind when he wrestled because he couldn't see without his glasses on. And also that lariat that he did, go to YouTube, the lariat that he hit that he hit Vader with and knocked his eye out. That's in your head. So he's top. Stan Hansen, impossible to top. Below him, then it gets a bit more tricky because you could put JBL there. Great, great lariat. And remember, a lariat's different to a clothesline. If you don't know the difference, then I have no idea why you listen to wrestling podcasts, but thanks for joining in. So yeah, a lariat, much better than a clothesline. Clothesline's a great move, but a lariat, fantastic. So I reckon next is either JBL or Nigel McGuinness in Ring of Honor with his rebound one that Dean Ambrose has since borrowed, because that's a great move. And then I'm going to throw in a wild card in there for me top four, and I'm going to put Progress talent Pastor William Eva in there, mainly because he looks like Jesus, and his is called the Clothesline from Heaven, which is a wonderful, wonderful use of the joke based around Clothesline from Hell, JBL type thing. So you see, I'm just rambling on, going off on tangents. This is the sort of thing we're going to do. We're going to talk about the current. We're going to talk about the past. We're going to just have a conversation about wrestling that is positive and interesting and fun, and hopefully funny as well. So I'm super excited. Super, super, super excited. We start Tuesday, April the 5th. In the evening, the podcast should drop. Part of the Distraction Pieces Network. And it's just going to be fun. Tuesday Night Jaw. Yeah, if I say it like that, I feel like a proper presenter. Tuesday Night Jaw. Tuesday Night Jaw. Tuesday Night Jaw. Jaw. Just Jaw. Yeah, I've everybody's got Tuesday in. But anyway, Tuesday, April the 5th, we start. We'll see you then. If you want to tweet some points or questions or anything about WrestleMania to me over the course of the weekend, you can at Jim Smallman on Twitter. I read all your tweets, and you could give us something to chat about on the show on Tuesday. So drop me a tweet at Jim Smallman, and we'll chat on Tuesday. I am super, 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 super dragon. Super excited. I will speak to you on Tuesday. Ta-ra!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.